Let's see now. We are now on Hilchas Psuli Mikdashim Perik Yud Ches Halacha Tes Zayin. We're talking about the punishments of Kares for no sor, for pigul, and the punishments for eating a tummy person eating things, getting Kares as well. We're talking about all these different punishments. I'm going to show you that in some scenarios you get Kares for one sin and some you don't for another scenario. So we're on Tes Zayin. Talk about the tummy. It should be 16, no? Mm-hmm. You don't have it there at all?
Okay. It's far down. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it? Yeah. Okay, we're talking about the tummy person now. Ein chayav kares. The tummy person, when he eats something, he only gets kares al kodesh sheyesh lo matirin for something that's of kodesh, but it has something that permits it to be eat. Only after the thing that makes it permitted to eat, now this kachim is permitted to be eat, then when the tummy person eats it, then that's when he gets kares. Let's say he eats, he's tummy, he eats the meat, but it's before the time where it was permitted to eat the meat for anybody, because let's say we haven't sprinkled the blood. Analoka. He does not get lashed for mishum tamei shalchas hakodesh, for someone whose tummy eats kodesh. He can get punished for something else. What's that? He can get lashed for eating the korban too soon. That's a different lav. Yeah. But for a tummy person's eating kodesh, that food is not, so to speak, to be eaten yet. So you can't get kares. You don't get kares if you're eating the kachum that's ready to be eaten. But if it's before it's ready to be eaten, he's not going to get punished for that, but rather...
I don't understand where the point of differentiation is. Exactly is.
Once it becomes permitted to eat. When's it permitted? When the Zrikas Hadam happens, now that Kachim's permitted to eat. So now if you eat it when you're Tamei, then you'd get Kares. But if otherwise, then you don't get anything for this Aveira, but you will get it for eating meat too soon. That's a separate lav that you'll get lashed for. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyesh lo matir, anything that has a permitter, ein chayv alav mishum pigol, or mishum nosar, or mishum tame. You're not chayv for any of these three averos, at sheyikru matir of kilchos, until the permitter was brought and everything was permitted now. And then you ate the pigol. Then you ate the nosar by letting it going past the time. Then you ate it in a tame state. That's when you get kares. So that you have to wait until the matir happens. If the matir doesn't happen, there was never zrikas adam done. But this meat stays throughout past till the next night. Well, you're not going to be chai for eating nosar. Because nosar can't start until it's permitted. You're not chai for eating pigul. You're not chai for eating ding tummy. You'll be chai for eating something before the blood was sprinkled. That's a separate lav. But that's not going to be these kores lavas that you're dealing with over here.
So what are those lashes?
Yeah, get lashed for eating something before the time. Okay. V'chol she'en matir. But there's some things that there is no matir at all. Such as the mincha of a kohen, if you recall. Mincha completely is burnt. There's nothing to be matired. We just burn it up. So when could you ever transgress by... You know, you're not supposed to, but what if you ate it when you were tummy, you did something? Kaven shekodesh bakli, once it's sanctified by putting in a ministering vessel, that will make you chayv olav mishum tuma. That should be chayv for tuma.
That starts the clock.
Right, because once it goes in the kli, now it's called holy. It's not a matter for you to eat it, but it doesn't have a matter at all to begin. But you will be punished for tuma, which could even give you kares. And now another point, afilu nitma habasar kodem shim ha'ochel. Now this law of you being tamei eating kachim will apply even if the meat itself is also tamei. Okay? So even if, let's say, the meat became tamei before the person who ate it become tamei, but he became tamei, then he ate the meat, and once the matir was brought, even though you're going to say, but he couldn't eat it anyway because it's tamei, doesn't matter. But once, as long as it's theoretically permitted to be eaten, had it not been tamei, so all the korva matir, once the matir was brought, V'yakach ochal, he's still going to be chayiv kares. So even if the food is tamei, but it doesn't matter. If you're tamei and the matzer was brought, you're chayiv. V'chein im ochal mibsar chatas and israfas. Or similarly, where there's another case where there's no matzer, where the entire animal is burnt outside the Yerushalayim. So even though we know it has no pigol, but still v'hu tamei, but the meat was tamei, Achish Nizrik Dam, even though the blood's been strangled, and there's no real matir, because it's not going on the Mizbech, and it's not going in your stomach, still Hareza Chayav Kores, your Chayav Kores, for that as well, because there is no matir to begin with over there. Therefore, Yud Zion...
But, one second, what if the Kli wasn't concentrated, consecrated?
Well, then nothing's happened. If you don't put it, well, the kli is always consecrated. Let's say it wasn't put into a bowl that was consecrated, then you can't be chayav for tumah because then nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Even though the meat is fine.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing has advanced that meat to the next stage. Nothing. Not a matir, not a kli, not nothing. So then there's nothing to talk about. Okay? So let's say it was a Kohen's offering. So what have you done? You haven't done anything. It hasn't been sanctified. It hasn't been processed, one step of processing. So how can you be chayiv for kachim if it hasn't been processed?
It's a shanting alone.
It has to be at a certain stage of processing. You haven't done anything. Here's my flour. What'd you do? Nothing.
But somebody accidentally could have a kli that they didn't know was...
It doesn't matter, does it? Does it have to be sanctified?
It has to be, you have to put it in and with the intent to make it sanctified. If you didn't put it into a kli and a guy's tummy and he eats it...
How does the kli become sanctified?
That's a whole different.
They make them
sanctified. The stuff in the basement is all sanctified. Okay. So it's been sanctified. It will take care of it. So therefore, in Yud Zayin, you're going to see that sometimes you can be chayav for one of these three big averas and not for the others because there's certain conditions that one has that the other one doesn't, and that's what Yud Zayin will detail. Kfar Nisbach, what has now been sufficiently explained to us is sha'af dvarim shechem lemishum pigol. Let's say certain circumstances which can never bring you to pigol. And you never can get kares for pigle with this specific offering. Yet chayom lemishum nosor tamei. You could be chayav for nosor or eating it when you're tamei. You could get kares for that. For example, ketzad dvarim shein latir. We said anything that does not have a matir to begin with. We've already learned last week. There's no pigle on something that has no matir. That's the rule. There's only pigle on something that has a matir. So ein chayom lemishum pigle. Yet, chayav lo mishum noser v'tamei. You do have the chayav of noser and tamei for those things, such as a Kohen's offering, just putting it into a vessel, so to speak. V'chein matir mas, we all said the things that are the matir themselves. Remember, let's say the komates. It is the matir. Or the lavona. It is the matir. Avli she'en chayav lo mishum pigol. You're still not chayav for pigol, for them eating the... The rule is you don't get chayav for pigle on a matir itself, only what it does matir. So, but as we explained, but still, what if you leave over the komates? Then chayav la mishum nosar v'tame, you be chayav for nosar, you be chayav for tuma if you ate it when you were tame, even though you're not supposed to eat it. Chutz menam, except for blood. Blood, we already said, shen chayav alev li oilam, you're never chayav for eating blood, not for pigle, not for nosar. Not for toma el mishum dov rechlo, but for one thing, and what's that? Eating blood.
Is it because it's prohibited?
Eating blood is prohibited all the time.
No, so that's why you.
That's the only thing you're asking. No, there's other. It's not food. It's not considered food. There's all these other reasons we gave. It's not going to be tummy for that. Kai for that. Yurches, straightforward. Aloha, tummy shochle murm. A 10% eats the emurim. Emurim are the fats that are supposed to be burned on the meat's back. We're not supposed to be eating them. But still, they're considered something to be consumed by the Mizbeach, and therefore, Chayav Kares, you be Chayav Kares, and for that matter, what does he mean for? Nosor, Tumah, or Pigle. Really, any of them, you be Chayav on all of them, because it is a food that can be eaten, even though it's not meant to be eaten, but you be Chayav for that. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you could be Chayav, even though it's not completely allowed, but it's not a critical thing. Like, as opposed to a matir, where we said a matir, without the matir, how could you be chayiv? Here we have things where it's not a critical, like a matir is sprinkling the blood, separating the comas. That's like a real critical step. But then you have what we'll call them like side issues, where, yeah, you still can't eat it, but it's not because it's not a matir, it's just It's like one of the rules, so to speak. It's a side issue. And side issues do not take away the severity of the punishment. We'll see. Korban Pesach. When can you eat a Korban Pesach? Well, obviously, you got to wait for the blood to be sprinkled. Once the blood is sprinkled, that's the matir, you can eat the Korban Pesach, right? Ah, but there's something else. What else about a Korban? Now, let's say a regular Korban. A regular Korban. Once the blood is sprinkled, eat your heart's content. You want to eat it raw? You can eat it raw. You can eat it whatever you want. Right? You can eat it as you want a Korban Shlomen. Korban Pesach's got what we'll call a little side issue. The side issue, it's got to be roasted. So now what if the guy transgresses while eating it not roasted? Now, you're not allowed to eat it not roasted, but that's not the same thing as you're not allowed to eat it before a matir. Before a matir, that's like the roadblock. So this is like a side issue. So therefore, Ochel Pesach Shol Nitzla, let's say you eat a Korban Pesach, the blood was sprinkled, everything, but they didn't roast it yet. Or let's say the Lachmei Toda, the breads that go with the Thanksgiving offering, where you got to have the animals been slaughtered and sprinkled and everything, the Korban Toda, but also there's 40 loaves, and four of the loaves have to go to the Kohanim, and they've got to go to the Kohanim before you can eat from the loaves. So the Lachmei Toda Shol Hur Machalos, you didn't separate the four loaves to the Kohanim before that. So you're not supposed to eat it, okay? But let's say you were tamei and you ate it. Now we're going to zap you, kares, for eating kachim. So even though we said if the matir has not yet come, that specific matir of sprinkling the blood, which is the roadblock, you're not going to be chayev. But here, in these two cases, you're chayiv kares mishum tumas haguf. You're chayiv if you eat it in a tamei state. Even though you're really not supposed to eat it now because it has either not been roasted or you have either not separated the chalas for the kohen. But we say that's just a side issue that holds it back. It's a side issue that's relevant to this korban, but it's not a primary issue. That is a chiddush, because after all, you still can't eat it. But it's not really a matir. It's not a question of not totally forbidden eating. It's just a side detail of how you're supposed to eat it. And therefore, it's not as strict. Okay?
So the permitter has happened.
Yes, the permitter has happened. The rule is, has the permitter permitted? Now there's a side issue that's not strong enough to take off the punishment.
So what's the bigger issue? Is it tamei or not being roasted? Or the roasting?
Well, you've transgressed that too. You know, you're not allowed to eat it in a roasted state. You're transgressing that, but it doesn't take off the issue of tumah. Once the matir has been released, the tumah can apply. That's the rule.
If he's sprinkling it, and he says, I want to eat it boiled, he's thinking, I want to eat it boiled while he's sprinkling.
That's not a pigle thought. There's only one real pigle thought. Wrong time.
Yeah,
so that we've already mentioned a lot of other not nice thoughts aren't good, but doesn't make it pigle. Now, now it should be a stop period, even though the middle of halacha, new point. It's like, it's hard to chop. He's shifting gears in the middle of halacha. Here's an interesting phenomena. Is it ever possible for you to transgress? Now, it's possible you could transgress two averos simultaneously. Let's say a guy eats pigle when he's tamei. Guy's tamei, eats kachim, that's pigle. I guess you could get lashed twice, couldn't you? You get lashed for a tamei person eating and a pigle guy and eating pigle, right? But here's one that's impossible. You can never be chayv on one korban pigle. I'm sorry, can't be chayv. Yeah, for one guy because of pigle and mishum and because of nosar. Never possible to eat one ksayas and be chayv for both on the same. Why? Because they're mutually exclusive, as we shall explain. Rambam stresses, you can't be chayv for one eating. Okay, mishum pigle, mishum nosar, for both of them. Okay, the Gemara says it's not possible for that to happen. Why? Let's think about it. Once you have a pigle thought, when do you have the pigle thought? At some process of one of the four critical steps, but it's all before the matir. Right? Or during the matir, whatever. Once it's pigle, what's the law? Korban is not valid. At that point in time, a not valid korban, can it be pigle? No. Pigel is only on a valid korban that you let it stay overnight. It's not on an invalid because you can't eat it anyway. Once an animal is posel, you can never say no sir anymore. No sir means I'm supposed to finish eating it by this time, and I passed the time. Now I've transgressed, and now if you eat it, it's no sir. But if the animal is posel, you can't eat it at all. It can never be no sir. Leftover means it was leftover what you could eat, and you were supposed to stop eating it. You're supposed to have finished it. Now, leftover means, let me give you a good example. Okay, your wife cooked you a big roast, Paul. You couldn't finish it all up. It's leftovers. It's good, yummy leftovers. And you happen to be your wife runs the base of Migdash, and it's the next morning, too late. It's no sir, we can't eat it anymore. Right. Fine. Now, what happens if your wife made some poison roast? You know? Would you say it's leftovers? No, it was never to be eaten. Same thing, pigel and no sir. Once it's pigel, it's unedible from the get-go. Something that's unedible can't be called leftover, no sir, because it never was allowed to begin with. So therefore, they're mutually exclusive. Once no sir applies, once pigel applies, no sir cannot apply. If no sir applies, it's only because pigel did not apply. So therefore, you can't. So let's say the guy had a bad thought. The coin, while he's sprinkling blood, I'm planning on eating this korban tomorrow. Too late. All right. Now, what happens if you eat this meat at any time? That would be pigel, right? But the problem is now it's ready the next day. So now you're eating the next day. So what are you going to chay it for?
Pigel.
Only pigel. Can't be no, so because it's not left over.
Right.
How can you be chay for no, sir? Only if it never was pigel. That's the point he's saying.
So they're always interconnected. They're always connected.
Then. Well, I'd say they're mutually exclusive as opposed to connected.
Well, I mean, because notar can never stand on its own.
No, it can't stand together with pigel.
Right.
That's why I think mutually exclusive is a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
Pigel who are korban shenif so long shal son. Pigel is a korban that's invalid with the wrong thoughts of time. And it's not considered a valid korban. You bring it, it's not acceptable. There's nothing there. And therefore, there can't be any no-sir is only on a valid korban. No-sir is what's left over. When a korban is brought according to its mitzvah. After you were allowed it. You can only have no-sir after there was a permitted time to eat it.
Right.
But pigel means there never was a time of permitted eating. So you can't be chayiv for eating one piece of that. Now you could be chayiv if you recall. What if a guy has two karbanos?
Okay.
Two separate karbanos. One he pigelized, one he noserized. It's a real Ashkenazi way of saying notarized.
Notarized.
Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
So he has but he only has a half a kazayis of both.
I like it.
A half a kazayis of both. What's he going to be chayiv for? You tell me. We already learned it. He eats a half a kazayis of pig of animal A, and right away he eats another half a kazayis of animal B that's noser. The law is kares. Why? The two halves combine. Why? Because they're not two separate lavim. When the Torah writes about pigel and noser, they're incorporated in one lav.
It's a both time related.
It's one lav that you shall not eat pigel or noser. It goes together. So it's one lav. So it's one lav. You can take a half a kazayis of one part of the lav, one half. So that's what the Rambam, look carefully. He says you can't be chayv al achila achas. He said you can't be chayv with one eating. No sar and pigel. But with two eatings, you could be chayiv no sar.
Two different animals.
That's right. Two eatings of two separate animals. But you can't eat one piece of ksayis or one and be chayiv on both with that one piece of ksayis. That's not possible.
You could have a half from each animal.
You could have a half from one pigelized animal or half from one no-sarized animal. And then you can get it. That's the point. So that's why, but that's the point of there. Okay, fine. Chaf, ha-pigel, v'ha-nosar, v'ha-tomei, shibachlolom, shibololom, zeba-zeba, achon-chayv. Either we have a rule, in general, let's say, we have a rule called bottle barov sometimes. Let's say you got some tomei stuff and a lot of tor stuff. We could sometimes say it's the tomei's bottle and the tor. There's certain rules of beetle. So now the Ram is just saying a simple thing. Pigel is one type of iser. Nosar is another type, although they're kind of similar. They're in the same pasuk. Tumah is clearly another issue. Let's say you got, for example, face 100 ksesim of a combination of pigul, nosar, and tame. Okay? And let's say one of them is way more than the others. So you might think, well, since this is like, it's majority tumah, let's say you got 85 ksesim of tumah meat you ate, and a couple ksesim.
Within that mixture.
It's all mixed. It's a whole mixed mop. And in one eating, he's eating like for 20 minutes, ches. He's downing 100 ksesim. Well, that's preposterous. Let's just say 10 ksesim. Yeah. But say 8 of them are tummy ksesim, and one is nos, and one's pigle. So you might think, well, I'm only going to be chayav for one, because since the noser is the vast majority, everything's bundled to the noser, to the tumah. Say no, each lav stands on its own and doesn't get nullified. So even though one has a vast majority, as long as all three have at least a kazayas, okay, a kazayas. So hapigol vanoser atama shabolam zeba zeba achum. You mixed them all, you ate them up. Chayiv on all three. Afal pishi riba mina chaver. Even though one species was one type of iser was much more than the other one. Ein mavatlo. It doesn't get butla. Here's the golden rule. Ein ha isurim mevatlin says iser doesn't nullify iser. Iser can nullify heter. Heter can nullify iser. Iser does not nullify iser. That's the golden rule we see from this halacha. Okay, now next point. Now we know sometimes you bring something up on the mizbech. Sometimes you're allowed to leave it out. Sometimes you have to take it down. So how about upigul or noser or tummy? Let's say you have a korban and it either was pigulized, noserized, or tomatized. Shehel al rosh mizbech, but you brought the meat anyway up to the mizbech. You weren't supposed to, and you did it anyway. Now you're not supposed to. You're not a good guy, and you know. And if we would tell you to take it down, okay. But anyway, but he brought it. Okay, and now this nice, you know, crispy, nice, juicy piece of meat that mamish, if you would eat it, you'd mamish get kares, you know. But it's getting burnt really good already, right? Shemoshla ha'ur baruba, the fire has consumed the vast majority of it. It's like majority charcoal, you know, and a little bit not, a little bit of something edible. So here's an interesting halacha. Poka isura mehem, the iser pops away from them. And if you ate them at that point, like a real burnt, there's meat there. No, there's meat there. I mean, there's what we'll call protein is there to be eaten. It's burnt. Yeah. I mean, the fire really got the majority of it. At that point, it loses the name pigul. It loses the name nosar. It loses the name tumah. Now, not that you're allowed to eat it. By no means at all. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat something that's a pasul korban, right? But the question is, are you going to get kares for these three prohibitions? So you will not get kares because at that point, the iser kares no sartoma left it because it's really just not food anymore. Just like we said before, this avera is only applied to actual food. Remember, if you eat hoofs, you're not going to be pigle. So it's lost the state of food, okay? V'ha'imurim, however, imurim, the burnt fat, so you're not supposed to eat at all, and they're going on the mizbeach, that is mitstarfim ambasal exayas. That can be included with meat to make up exayas, bein ba'ola, bein b'shar kachim. It doesn't matter if it's an ola that's completely burnt, or other kachim that the imurim are burnt. L'chayv lo mishum pigul nosar tamei. You're chayv for all three of those affairs because it's food. Even though it's meant to be burnt on the mizbeach, it is actually considered food, and therefore you are chayiv. All right, we'll stop it over here. And